Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second, the right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fred Norman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fred Norman. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Norman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bailey moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bailey moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is walked intentionally. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon takes first base on ball four. Pagliarani moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball four. Bailey scores. Pagliarani moves to third. Gibbon moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel strikes out. Two outs. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. There goes Stargell. The throw from Bertel to second, and Stargell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Brock reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Bailey applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gibbon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente, who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani strikes out. 1 out. Gene Freese pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Freese reaches second base with a double. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Bourque now pitching. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 0 for 2 in the game. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bourque fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stewart moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Bourque covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stargell strikes out. 2 outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowan is walked intentionally. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart misplays the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Bailey moves to second. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Jim Pagliarani. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Mazeroski moves to second. Manny Mota pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Frank Bourque. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Mazeroski scores. Mota moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Gene Alley pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Alley moves to second. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0-for-4 in the game. Verdun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alley scores. Schofield moves to second. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Wayne Scher now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane now catching. Al McBean now pitching. Wayne Scher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scher takes first base on ball 4. Tom Butters now pitching. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stewart bunts towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Scher moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano now playing second base. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-4 in the game. Clendenon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burpell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-4 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Tom Butters. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mazeroski moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cowan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Clemente is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-5 in the game. Clendenon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 0-for-4 in the game. Burpell takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Schaefer pinch runs for Dick Burpell. Don Landrum pinch hits for Wayne Scherr. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Joey Amalfitano. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Leo Burke now playing second base. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Don Elston now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-5 in the game. Mazeroski bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Burke covering, for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bailey moves to third. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane is walked intentionally. Rex Johnston pinch hits for Roy Face. Rex Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is walked intentionally. McFarlane moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Schofield hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Bailey scores. McFarlane moves to third. Johnston moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.